Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
What's going on?
All right, so the man that was sleeping in Rihanna's house, her bed, and hanging out all day and made himself at home.
That's so weird, right?
Yes.
That's so nasty to think that some guy was like at her home without her being there.
You know, she was out in New York for the Met Gala, but the reason why he was there, he told the cops because he was there because he wanted to have sex with her, Jenny.
Oh, so he showed up like, hey, Rihanna, I'm here.
And he said he wasn't going to use force to make it happen either.
He was going to woo her.
He was going to woo her.
So he's going to go in the house and like just be in her house waiting for her.
He was in there cooking dinner and everything. His name is Eduardo Leon, and he got tased and arrested yesterday morning, and Rihanna's assistant found him in the house in L.A., and then he was in there. Somehow he figured out how to disable the alarm system, and he entered and was hanging out, was charging his phone, and unpacked his bags, Jenny.
Wow, he was going to move in.
He was not playing.
Because he felt like after he swung it on her,
that
she was going to say, you need to be here for the rest of your life. Wow, this guy Eduardo must be something. Mm-hmm. All right, so The Weeknd and Bella Hadid, they're back together.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were actually out at a party in Cannes, France, Thursday night. So they actually tried to like come out the party without anybody seeing, but hello, you're both famous.
Oh, they were both at that the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
That's okay. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so they haven't been together in 18 months,
uh-huh.
And it looks like they're back together.
All right.
Which leads me to the question of what that conversation was like with Bella Hadid and The Weeknd.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. He just broke up with Selena Gomez. Like, you got to ask all the regular questions. Like, was she freakier in bed than me?
Oh, I could dig that, yeah.
Like, that's what women ask.
All right, well, let's find out.
They want to know. they want
to
know.
Let's put it to the test.
All right, so Love & Hip Hop star Tierra Marie, we spoke earlier this week about the fact that there was some pictures on the internet of her. Well, I only saw the pictures, but Craig said there was actual videos.
I didn't see no video.
I just got the still shot. That's what I got.
I just seen the stills.
So, yeah, so she, I guess, was messing around with her boyfriend and doing some things.
Yeah.
And I saw the still shot, and the still shot was the finish. So anyway, I mean, these are nasty, nasty videos and pictures of Tierra Marie, which I guess her boyfriend, she's saying, put on her Instagram.
Well, that's your man.
But that's super, like, that's so rude.
She must have did something.
So anyway, she allegedly took a metal pole to her boyfriend's car windows after accusing him of revenge porn just the other day. So his name, by the way, is Akbar Abdul Ahad, and he said he was working out at his apartment's gym in North Hollywood Thursday when he got a call from security that a woman was smashing his G-Wagon windows outside.
Not the G-Wagon.
So he comes running out.
Not the G-Wagon. Hold up.
Basically, Tierra Marie, according to him, was using a metal rod from a bar stool, which he claimed she was swinging at his passenger side window and windshield. And she was accompanied by another Love & Hip Hop star, Milan Christopher.
Okay.
So they took off when he showed up to confront them.
they went running.
And he hasn't filed a police report yet. So,
You know what? You know what that means? He know he in the wrong. And if you take this to the cops, the authorities, this is going to blow out of hand and be more than what's supposed to be.
In California, revenge porn is a crime.
Yeah, didn't
so she was saying that she was going to press charges against him.
Wasn't Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian caught up in all that too?
Yes, sir. Because Rob Kardashian put up some pictures of Blac Chyna
early.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 50 Cent, meanwhile, has decided to get involved in this Tierra Marie situation.
Uh-huh.
He decided to put up those same pictures that we got.
The Super Troll 50.
On his Instagram. And he wrote, "Damn, baby, this reality TV blank going too far. What you doing this for? Get the strap." The Game also responded on it. Snoop Dogg also wrote, "No." So anyway, you can check all of that out, hot937.com. Poor Tierra Marie. That is embarrassing.
It is.
It's very, because it just put her in like a real nasty, compromising situation. Like, she looks really stank in what I saw. I was like, damn, okay. All right, Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. Oh, come on, Jay, you know. You saw the pictures. I know. And today we got your tickets for Hot GM 2018.
With the Amazon Echo, it's easy to get news and information, stream all your favorite music, control